I'm waiting. Carolled phrases are among the best loved and most widely heard in North America. This superb song belongs to perhaps our most familiar bird, the American robin. As singers go, the robin is exceptional. They're often the first birds to sing in the morning, starting well before dawn, and the last you'll hear in the evening, holding forth into deep twilight. Robins also begin singing earlier in the year than most birds, often in midwinter. And robins can be remarkably long-winded. While their average song strings fewer than a dozen short phrases together and lasts a few seconds, robins sometimes sing for minutes without a pause. But the most extraordinary measure of robin's song is its variety. In each song, a robin sings a varied selection from a repertoire of 10 to 20 different caroling phrases. Then, as evening comes on, the same robin interweaves these phrases with exquisite whisper-like notes from its personal treasury of 75 to 100 different whispered notes. The potential song variety is amazing. The musical results, enchanting. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
Pre-produced at my penthouse in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to the Midsummer New Music Spectacular for 2024. I missed out on doing scorekeeping earlier for this episode, so I'll do it now quickly. Of all the sources, CITR leads the way with 8 songs tonight, and Earshot Distro has 6. From there it was Bandcamp Mailbag with 5, the CJSF playlist with 4, and Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist with 3. KALX UC Berkeley and the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel both have 2, and the Earshot 50 and Pitchfork have 1. So nobody got shut out. What you just heard, that was the big set, and it started with Pauline Anna Strom. And that was followed by Anushka Shankar and Callie Malone. From there, it was Boy Called Crow, one word. And then Sun Glaciers, one word. And then Bluffing. Then it was 22 Degree Halo. And that was followed by Easy Idiot. And then Aster Dawn. After that was Beak from Bristol with the show-winning song. And that was followed by The American Response from JRCG, who are from Washington State. Who doesn't like bass lines like those songs have? Then it was Panoram from Vatican City, followed by Jabu, and then Kevin, which is a collaboration involving Ben Bondi and Mr. Water Wet, artists who have previously both appeared on this show separately. Then it was my third pick from Star Bleeper's Parallel Realms, and that'll probably be it for that record. The second to last song was from Indigo Waves, and there have been a lot of better songs this year kind of in that style. The sound is like a looser or croonier new wave or dark wave. I think I'm going to call it Metro Wave. It reminds me of stuff from the Metro era or like the early aughts. The final song was from Aspen Forest and it sounded like it was from the early aughts. Same idea, just not Metro Wave. Both of those songs had a bit of a frat boy vibe to them as well. Very antithetical. So that was Midsummer New Music for 2024. Pretty good, not bad. I'm on summer hours, so the next new music episode should be the first week of September, and I will be in studio for the 5th anniversary show, likely on August 16th. Besides that, it'll be deep cuts in this time slot for the next several weeks. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I have 3 more, and then up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.